company. They both kept company for 6 long years. And every time she'd ask him, when will you marry me? He'd say, I don't make an auxiliary. Next time Nathan tried to kiss her, Rosie cried. Nathan, 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 tell me for what are you waiting? Nathan, you said we'd marry in June, my dear. You told me the month, but you didn't say what year. My whole family, they keep asking me, no, then, and I don't know what to tell them. Nathan, 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 I'm sick and tired of waiting, Nathan. I should live to see the day when you make heavy wages. Nathan, Nathan, what are you waiting for? Yes, Nathan, you say you love me. I like to hear it. It listens good, even if you don't mean it. You say if I had the money, I'd buy for you this. I'd buy for you that, if you have the money. Every night you come by the hose, and right away you sit down by the table, and right away the mama hands you a hot glass of tea with lemon, ain't it? Papa also shows you a good time. He tells you the history of his past life. He plays pinochle with you. In fact, he treats you just like a regular human being. Every night we go in the guest with 4 o'clock in the morning. You squeeze my hand, you hold me in your lap and kiss me. That also costs you nothing, ain't it? Papa said last night, if we get married this year, sure, he will give me a check for $10,000 or $300 in cash. First you said we'll be married in June, then you said sure in September, then you postpone it until next May, and now you say positively next December. Oh, how can I face my people? They all want to know if you're a creeper. Nathan, I think I'll lose my reason, because weddings will soon be going out of season. Nathan, what are you waiting for?